As you can imagine, I see a lot of radio station websites, and one feature that I see that causes an alarm sometimes is the use of social media feeds, either on a widget or a sidebar. In some cases, most of the homepage is just this large feed of social media posts. And while this could be an easy way to update your website or keep it up to date, it's likely causing more harm than good. As we continue our single focus series, I want to touch on one thing that you can do, or maybe even undo this week, to move your station website forward. And that's how you incorporate your social media feeds onto your website. Now, you've seen these feeds everywhere, a Facebook feed or a Twitter feed or Instagram or something like that. And we even offer them as a part of our service to those who just got to have them. But it's really important to remember, social platforms are distribution channels. They're incredibly good at putting your brand in front of your existing fans, as well as people that have never heard of you or your station. They are not designed to share that audience with you or your station, because every click, every scroll, every suggested post, it's engineered to keep users inside of that ecosystem. If it were up to them, they would not even link out from their platform. They would keep everything on there. All of the posts, you'd read all the posts, you'd go to the next one, you'd see the video, you'd hear the audio, and never ever leave Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever the platform is. And when you bring that same feed onto your homepage, you're actually importing that distraction directly onto your most valuable piece of digital real estate. And when your audience clicks on one of these posts, it's not just whether about it technically counts as a bounce or not, which is considered somebody came to your website and they didn't say anything that they liked, and so they immediately left. That's what's called a bounce. Even if you consider it that or not, even if the link opens up in a new tab, the result is the same. You've interrupted their journey on your website and handed control over to the environment built to pull them in 100 different directions. That is the real loss here, and that's something that we want to avoid. Now, at a glance, social media feed looks like fresh content. There are timestamps, there's new posts, there's activity. Every time you go there, it's always different, so it's an engaging platform, and it gives the impression that something is always happening. But from a website strategy standpoint, it's really passive. It doesn't build your SEO. It doesn't strengthen your internal content structure. It doesn't increase your page depth or even create meaningful pathways to deeper involve people onto your platform. And when you compare that to regularly updated local content, news, events, contests, obituaries, and that sort of thing that actually lives on your website and gives your users a reason to stick around, click, and explore, well, that kind of content is going to build momentum over time. And it creates repetition, repeat visits, more of that habit that we talk about every so often that you want to build for your website. A social media feed, on the other hand, is a window. It's not really a foundation. All right. So here's something that often gets overlooked. If you put one of these on your website, you're competing with yourself. Yeah, whenever you embed one of these social media feeds on your homepage, you're putting two competing calls to action side by side. Stay here and explore our website longer. Longer is better. Or leave and go engage with us somewhere else. Even if the intent is to show activity and being relative and being out in the community and being everywhere online, what you're really doing is you're splitting attention at the exact moment that you should be focusing it. That's on your website to keep them there longer. I mean, think about your homepage as your morning show. We've often said that you treat your website like your complete website as a radio station, and your homepage is the morning show. Well, let's kind of go into that a little bit further. You wouldn't want to spend your biggest break telling listeners to go check out another radio station. All right, you want to keep them engaged on your site, move them through your content, give them reasons to stay tuned or stay on your website longer. Your website deserves that same kind of discipline. Keeping them listening longer or being on your website longer, it's the exact same thing. Another subtle issue is that embedded feeds can create the illusion of engagement without actually delivering on it. Scrolling through posts on your homepage is not the same as, you know, clicking into an article, entering a contest, signing up for alerts, listening to your stream, or engaging with advertisers. All right. Those are the actions that move the needle, whether it be engagement, more clicks, showing advertisers that people are staying on your website longer, or they're clicking over to their banner ads. You can't get that within a social media feed. That feed often becomes the dead end interaction of whenever somebody comes to your website. It feels active, but it rarely leads to anywhere meaningful on your website. It takes them off of your brand. And that creates a brand control problem. Whenever you embed social media, you're also surrendering a level of control over what appears on your homepage. Because depending on the platform or the widget, older posts can resurface, content can appear just out of context, maybe with the rest of your page. Visual consistency can break because you cannot always determine how those posts actually look on your website. And in some cases, the platform, the user interface changes and can disrupt your entire layout overnight. So your homepage should be your most controlled, most intentional environment. And when it comes to your brand, your priorities, and your messaging should be the very clearest on your website. A third-party feed introduces variables that you just can't control. And so here's a better way to think about it. If social media is a billboard, we've often said this in past episodes, how social media is a billboard on the side of the highway saying, hey, go check out our website. So, you know, if your website is the destination, the goal isn't to recreate that billboard on your homepage, right? It's to give people a better experience once they arrive on your station website. Now, that may look like, you know, highlighting your best content. That may not always be your latest news post, featuring personality-driven stories and segments, promoting contests, local involvement, making it a whole lot easier to listen, explore, and engage with just different kinds of content on your website. If you want to incorporate social proof, and you do want to incorporate social proof, that is a great SEO tactic. It's perfect for marketing. But you want to do it with intentionality. Create a testimonial or listener comment section on your homepage, something that you've pulled from social media, but it's not always updating with something that's latest or something like that. You can highlight a single post with context. You can use it to support your content, but not replace it. All right. So instead of asking, how do we display our social media on our homepage? A better question is to ask, you know, what do we want someone to do once they get here on our website? And a lot of stations, they miss that because they just want more content, more content, more content. Now ask the question, when somebody arrives on our website, what do we want them to do? And that is going to change over time, because if somebody is listening to your radio station, you know, is there a big promotion going on? Is there a big contest? Is there a huge event coming up? There's always something that you are promoting in the future. And so your website can be that, like that way as well. Again, going back to the analogy of treating your website as just another sister station, all right? Every element on your homepage, though, should support that answer. What do we want them to do once they get here? If a social media feed doesn't clearly move users toward whatever that goal is, or worse, it pulls them away from it, well, then it probably doesn't belong there. Plain and simple. Posting social media widgets or these walls or these, walls that take up the entire homepage, it's one of those habits that have become common because it was really easy and not because it was effective. They wanted the homepage to look like it was current, lots were happening and that sort of thing. But look, a lot of things in digital, the more intentional we are with what we do with our websites, normally the better the results tend to be. Every website out there that is doing very, very well, it's not by accident. Folks are not just sitting back saying, well, let's just put everything on the website and see what works. It's intentional. All right. So that's exactly what we want you to do with and think about as your social media feeds as well. They probably don't deserve to be there. All right. Because they're taking folks away from your brand and they're just pulling them out to the abyss. All right. So hopefully you can work on that. And hopefully this content has been helpful this week. If it has, please like, subscribe, share this content out with your radio colleagues. We so much appreciate it. And if you need a platform to help you out, to give you a website that is engaging, something that is easy for you and your team to update on a regular basis to keep folks on your site a whole lot longer, well, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to help you. All right. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.